Hey, you guys, RS Cole here with
Shadow Soul.
We are back with another casual cosmic conversation, of course. So let's go ahead and get into the topic. We're going to go ahead and get it popping. Y'all already know how we are. We ain't got no sense. So don't try to monitor us. Monitor your kids.
That part.
All right, you guys. So y'all got to blame Shadow for this podcast.
Got the right one tonight. Not too sad. It's my fault. Okay.
I mean, evil twin.
Let's just dive into it.
All right, y'all. So tonight we're going to actually go through shadow work. This podcast, I would prompt you to get a notebook. Notebook, pen, paper, anything that you can jot these questions down on and that you would be able to ask yourself. Okay, so I'm going to tell you, these questions are not surface level. These questions do dig deep. And as you are answering these questions, let's be clear. The only person that you'd be lying to is yourself. So your best bet is to be honest. If with nobody else, be honest with you.
Be honest with you. Maybe for the first time in your life.
Ooh. See, there you go. You already started.
This ain't funny.
It's not. Shadow work is definitely very deep. Very, very deep for sure. So a lot of people would say, hey, what is shadow work? So I'll give you my overview of it. I'll let Shadow give y'all his overview of it, and y'all can come to the conclusion as you may. So shadow work is a deep process of psycho-emotional healing. The purpose of shadow work is to help you evolve through like cultivating your awareness of as many physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional aspects as possible. So of course, when you accept the traits that you might not love, that is when a light can shine through, because every aspect of yourself is a gift.
And it's the major part of the beginning of your healing journey. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's the first thing you realize you have to work on. It touches you with all your triggers. Why are you the way you are? Why do certain things affect you? Getting in touch with your inner child. Why did you break up your marriage? Why did you get abused? Or why are you abusive? All the dark things that you ever thought about. Where did this stem from? Where did this come from? And to accept every version of yourself. Yeah. Good or bad. Mm-hmm. It's all you.
Love it. So I'm going to try to lighten this a little bit. I'm going to play a little chill pop music, and let's see if it can give a little bit of lightness to what we about to go through, because we about to take y'all through the darkness. But there's not a light at the end of the tunnel.
Not me standing under the red light.
And then you under the red light. Here we go. All right. So the first question is, what are your self-sabotaging behaviors? Because, of course, you want to identify this. You want to know what these are.
Self-sabotaging behaviors. Are we answering these questions?
No, this is for them. We've been through this. Yeah. This is theirs. Oh, this is all
on. Yeah, get them some examples, you know, because, you know.
Okay, so an example of a self-sabotaging behavior would be just putting somebody's needs before your own, even when it hurts you.
I got one. Mm. I would say a self-sabotaging behavior of mine that I had to, you know, heal from, or even just you know, take accountability on was allowing someone into my personal space because I was triggered that they would leave me. I had to suffer from abandonment issues. Mm. So I didn't want to let people get too close to me because I haven't healed from that. So it stopped me from really, like, really loving people.
Gotcha. Okay. Self-sabotaging can also be when things are going really good. All of a sudden, you have to think of something negative. Like, something has to happen because you're so familiar with chaos. You don't know how to move in peace.
Don't even know what peace is.
Exactly. So whenever that peace is there and that peace is there for too long, you all of a sudden think of something that has to happen, or you create an issue just to be comfortable because you think it's going to come anyway. All right. So question two, and this is a big one, and some people dismiss this question, but I really want you to write it down and think about it because it goes hand in hand with the first question. The second question is, why do you have self-rejection?
Why do you have self-rejection?
So if you know you can be good at something, you know you can do it, why do you hold yourself back? Why are you in your own way? Why are you your own blockage? Why do you not allow those things that are positive to happen to you? Why do you, you know, hold yourself back from receiving those things?
Where did these insecurities come from?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Because a lot of people say, you know, that block themselves still claim that they love themselves.
Right.
And I was like, how can they both coexist? What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're literally blocking yourself from your own blessings or your elevation.
Right.
But you say you love yourself in the same sentence. So I'm like, you can't.
Yeah. So the third question.
You guys are just making people cry. My ad lib ain't gonna make it better.
This is just part one, though. We have to go through part one and two.
I am here for it.
So the third question is, have you ever walked away from someone you were still in love with?
Wrote a book on it.
Yep, keep in mind, y'all, Shadow has a book called Should My Best Friend Be My Wife? Make sure you guys cop that.
Yes, I did put a ring on it. Thought this was it. And the universe told me it wasn't. But I had to be obedient.
Yep. Now, of course, before you reject the questions, just really sit with them and just think, okay? Again, by now, you should have a notebook. You should be writing this down, journaling it, typing it in your phone, whatever it is that makes you comfortable. Writing helps a little bit more, just so you all know, but, you know, get it how you live. But really ask what it means to you. You know, what is it that you are discovering? Why are you discovering these portions? And how does it make you feel?
And even if you don't have the answer for it right now, because some of these questions is you probably never really asked yourself before. Mm-hmm. So it's okay to just sit and ponder. Maybe you need to just sleep on it. But it's only going to help you. I promise you it's only going to help you.
Right.
When I did these questions, I'm looking like, I'm thinking they're about to be easy. But they layer. It'll trick you. You like, oh, this is it. You like, this is it. Wait. You think you know the answer on the top of your head, then you get to think of some more. You get to think a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start having breakthroughs. You like, yo, that's where that came from. Like, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
Give it a try.
Yeah.
Because I'm arrogant. I was arrogant. I was cocky. I had to get humble.
So let's dig in deeper. So we've asked for you to identify your self-sabotaging behaviors, right? Mm-hmm. But then you have to ask the question of why do you self-sabotage? Why do you have those behaviors in the first place? So you got to highlight
that. My self-sabotaging behaviors came from being rejected as a child. Just the family I grew up on. Not even just like my parents, but just the overall family. We wasn't allowed to talk. So we got silenced a lot. So that probably stops you from using your voice now, type of thing. Or you should speak up in certain situations. But you just haven't found your voice. You haven't found your voice yet.
And I think that's a really good point to bring up, only because I've been through that whole a child should be seen and not heard aspect. And I had to identify the fact of when I would shut down and just feel that I don't want to be confrontational, or I don't want to, you know, argue, or I don't want to go back and forth, which, I mean, I don't argue now, but it was just in certain moments, in certain instances when I knew I should have said something, when I knew I should have spoke up for myself, I didn't. I let things slide. I let things skate by because I felt that I wasn't going to be hurt anyway, instead of actually utilizing my voice. And that was one of my self-sabotaging behaviors, is I felt that I would just shut down. And this is real petty. Judge me if y'all want to. I don't care. But when I say to the point where I would shut down, me and my ex-husband got into a really, really horrible back and forth, because again, I don't argue, because once you get to yelling, I'm gonna just let you yell and I'm not about to say anything. The moment he got to yelling and being upset and all that extra stuff, I did not talk to him for 6 months. There was not a word that I needed to say, period, at all. So when I shut down,
6 months,
6 months, and we lived in the same household, shared children. Yeah, no, I ain't got nothing to say to you.
You held it for 6 months?
6 months.
Was there any time where you felt like you would end it early, or you were just like, yep, fixated, 6 months?
I mean, it's just because it was one thing after the other. You know, the moment when I was just like, okay, well, now I'll say something. Why aren't you talking? You know what I'm saying? Then it would just go to you. Now you're trying to force me to do something. So nah, bro, I'm going to let you sit with this.
Did you ever have to do it again?
Mm-mm. No, he got tired. He definitely got tired. And he was like, okay, I'm not used to this. I don't like this. You know what I'm saying? We're married. We have children. So we have to work something out at some point. And that's what my dumb ass get, because the moment I went off of my hiatus, I got pregnant.
Yeah. Would you do it again?
Would I do it again? No. No. I would not do that again. I would definitely communicate. I would be able to voice my opinion. But one thing that I do tell people, and I'm an advocate for this now, and I don't care whether it's male or female, especially like if we're dating or, you know, looking at any type of possibility of anything, I'll let them know, you know, we're adults and we're going to have a two-way conversation. That two-way conversation involves me speaking and you listening, and you speaking and me listening, and we are not going to overtalk one another.
Period. Sounds like, how about being adults for 101?
There you go. There's no need for arguing, talking over each other, yelling, screaming, and things like that. Like, once you get to raising your voice, that lets me know that you are emotionally immature, because you don't know how to control yourself and you got problems with anger. So there's something that is within you that you need to go fix that. Because I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to go back and forth and tit for tat. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to allow you to be emotionally immature by yourself. I'm going to state my piece. If you like it, cool. If you don't, okay. But no, I definitely would not do a 6 month silent routine to nobody. Now, don't get me wrong. I didn't go completely silent to everybody. It was just him. I just didn't have shit to say to him. And it did help that he worked 12 hours a day, but.
Damn.
I mean, I still cooked dinner though. Like, I still cooked dinner, still ironed his clothes. You know what I'm saying? Like, things that needed to be taken care of was taken care of. Laundry was still done. House, of course, stayed clean. All the extra things were taken care of. I just didn't have nothing to say to you.
Definitely was no sex involved.
No. That's why I said the moment I came off a hiatus, I got pregnant.
Did that to yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
But let's go to the dig-in question number two. Why do you place others' needs before yours, even when it hurts?
Because I just believe in love so much.
Oh my God, here you go.
Oh. I'm a Cancer.
No, you're... Oh God, you know what? Okay. I'm a hush.
I believe in love so much that I would die for it. Do you understand?
Oh my God.
I'd rather me suffer than you to suffer. I would take on your baggage just for you to have a moment of peace.
Oh my God. I would say the reason I did it was because I was raised to be a people pleaser. I was raised that way to put, you know what I'm saying? Everybody else's needs before mine. I was always raised to put everybody, you know, put myself on the back burner. And I'm not going to sit and tell a story. I do still have some of those behaviors now, especially when it comes to my children, which I think really is normal. But I find myself catching myself basically when these things arise. So that's for y'all though. Answer that question. Why do you place others' needs before your own, even when it hurts? And of course, not everything is going to apply to everybody. So if you do this, which a lot of the spiritual community has as to why you over in the spiritual community now. So figure your shit out. Okay.
That's why you all on here listening. That's exactly. Why you're listening. You're here for a reason. Ain't nobody pay you to come here.
Alrighty. So dig in question number three. What did you crave as a child? From family, from friends, from any type of encounters?
Acceptance.
Mm.
Want to be accepted. For me. Not for what you wanted me to be, but me.
Mm, okay. Alrighty. So now let's go ahead and do more layers. There's more layers to the onion, right? Still got to peel back a little more. And again, you guys, just write these questions down. Of course, we're talking fast. You know what I'm saying? So I want you all to really sit. And these are some really great writing points for those of you who are in that shadow period. Or honestly, even if you went the shadow work, see if you can answer the things that we are presenting to you. And make sure, you know what I'm saying, that you good with it, okay? So let's go ahead and talk about some more layers. This here is not a question, but it is more so of a project for you to do. Write a letter to your inner child. What things happened as a child that you could have or couldn't prevent that caused any type of trauma or pain?
I hear you. Say that one more time.
Yes. Write a letter to your inner child. what things happened as a child that you could have or you couldn't prevent that has caused you any type of trauma or pain?
You said you peel the onions, right? And again, we're not laughing at the shadow work. It's because we've been through this.
Yeah, and he's so teasing me because I triggered everybody in class.
And now we on the outside looking in like, dang, we could laugh at it. Mm-hmm. It used to be something we could not laugh at. So it's a happy place to be able to be like, damn, look where we just came from.
Right.
Shit. So you want to be on this side. You want to be able to laugh about it. You can't laugh about it. That lets you know where you're at.
What is it called? Laugh at my pain?
Laugh at my pain. Ooh. Laugh at yourself.
Yeah, sometimes, like, you got to. All right. So I'm going to get my son, but that's cool. It's good. All right, so adolescence. Let's go towards the adolescence aspect. So write a letter to your adolescent self. Why didn't you speak up for yourself? Write down things.
Nature.
Yeah. Write down things you feel that you could have spoken up on. Or what you wish you had the strength to do so.
I know you was always told to, you know, focus on your inner child, but inner teenager getting glossed over a lot.
It is.
It's just as important, not more important, because it's some people had really healthy childhood.
Really, yep.
But it's that teenager stage.
Right.
You know. Because a lot of people remember their childhood. Mm-hmm. Like, but the teenagers, what made you are not, that's your most recent scars.
Right.
That's the high school shit. Everybody went through something in high school. Something.
Yep. And then here's one that some people don't necessarily recognize, but your young adult self. What are things?
21.
Man, seriously. 18 to what? 24? Or even if you're here, you know what I'm saying, in that 18 to 24 time span, you know, what are things that you accepted or did in this time frame that you are not proud of? And if you
just thought you was grown.
Exactly. And if you had a chance, would you do it differently? And why?
That's that. I don't give a fuck, Stay.
Man.
Man, I don't care about nothing.
Yes, baby.
I don't care about your feelings. I don't care about your hopes, your dreams.
Nada. It's that, what's that song, Nothing Even Mattered?
Hell.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nothing even matters. Like,
nothing.
I'm never going to see you again.
So it's like it didn't matter. No way. It did not matter. So that's part one, y'all. So that's only part one. We got another part to go to.
Oh no. I might just see if I can save y'all. We can end it here.
What? No. You said you wanted to do one and two. Nope. We all in now.
I forgot how deep one was. Yo. I'm going to help y'all out. We just going to end it here.
Okay. So you want to do a part two? Because I mean.
No, I was bullshitting. You were supposed to like.
Because I'm like, bruh, like, I don't know about that. I think we just need to go ahead and give it, to him.
No.
Because
we're
here.
Here now?
Yeah.
We always say, ain't no going back.
It ain't. No going back. No going back at all. And just understand, you guys, this is to be the betterment of you. This is not, you know what I'm saying? This literally is for you to better and understand you more. It is for you to come out of the identity in which was given to you versus what you actually are, because we were all given an identity. Our parents placed on us what they wanted to place on us, or our caregivers placed on us what they wanted to place on us. It doesn't mean that was who we are, but it was something that we accepted because it was what was told to us as we were a child. Some of y'all have to come out of the identity of pain, come out of the identity of trauma, come out of the identity of this happened to me, so this is the way I am. Nah, baby, you got to come out of that. It's time for you to heal.
No more victims.
No more.
I felt the energy. I felt the energy.
They can no longer be victims. They got to come out of it. Accountability is going to be key.
Who are you outside of being the victim?
Yeah. Who are you outside of your trauma? Who are you outside of your pain? Because if you take all of that away, who are you?
Because I can guarantee the person I'm talking to right now, you don't even, life don't even make sense if you ain't mad at something. You choosing to be mad at something. You want to be triggered about something every day. And if it's not something's off. You living like that right now.
That's hard. That is hard. I mean, just me, I couldn't live that way. I couldn't live that way.
Dude, you don't even realize you living that way. That's how deep it is.
Like, pain is temporary. Peace is forever, baby.
Let those words penetrate.
No. Couldn't do it.
That's some darkness right there. Come on, let me shine some light. Let me shine a spotlight on that ass.
You want to put some sunshine in their pocket? They better watch Trolls. They better watch Trolls.
I go through the shadows to pull you out. Come on, please.
Oh, man.
I got you.
All right. Let's go ahead.
Yellow Brick Road.
Not the Yellow Brick Road.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Look. We are not responsible for triggering your triggers, y'all. But it's all love, for sure.
I can't believe you said this was my fault. I'm still stuck on that. That's my bad.
You know what? Chill out. Chill out.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so let's go ahead and go into part two. What you got over there? You got some snacks?
No, that's weed.
Oh. Look.
I need another one.
Dang, you need another one.
And you know I'm only one and done.
Well. Let's go in for the next one. Alrighty, so we just gonna jump into it. Okay, that's what we gonna do.
Double Dutch.
Yes. Alrighty, so of course, as always, write these down. So question number one. In what ways am I like my parents or caregivers? In what way am I like my parents or my caregivers? Since he over there quiet, we can jump to number two. 'Cause he's like, nah, forget this shit. Because he just went through this class with me, so he's definitely done.
I'm fucking done.
He's done. Y'all may not get no answers from Shadow with this one, y'all, because he was done with me after this class.
I swear to God, I was done.
It's a few of y'all that's still done with me, and it's okay. I love y'all, though. I love it.
I was like, this is when I knew this was a fucking setup.
A setup?
I'm like, we ain't freaking friends no more. Friends don't do this to each other.
What? Kind of man? Shit. We're a vibe, first of all. We are a whole vibe. You ain't gonna downplay me.
You fucked my life up for 2 weeks.
You ain't gonna downplay me. We're a vibe, oh, god you, damn it.
We're a vibe. Shit. We're definitely a vibe, but you fucked my life up for 2 weeks.
But I love you.
Like, yeah, you ain't got to do it like that. So, no, I ain't answering shit. I'm chilling.
Well, I guess this part is going to go by a little quicker since his ass ain't about to participate. So, question two. What family patterns do you fear that you're repeating? Let me turn up the music a little bit so it ain't so quiet. Mm-hmm. Question three. When was the last time you truly felt at peace? Where were you and who were you surrounded by?
When I went to Myrtle Beach. Because when I answered the question the first time, I answered it again, you know, when I answered it.
Mm-hmm.
So, answer it again. Myrtle Beach. Being by the ocean, standing in the sand, looking at nothing but the ocean touching the sky.
Yes, for sure.
And looking at it at night, too. That was so surreal. Under the full moon. Yeah.
I definitely gotta go. Okay. So, question four. How would you describe your life to your child self? What parts of your life would you emphasize? And what would you leave out?
What would you leave out? You know, I struggled on that one. I struggled. I was like, what would I leave out? I sat on that shit for like 30 minutes. I swear to God. Matter of fact, I think that's the question, the reason why I didn't turn in my own goddamn homework.
You so sure didn't. And your ass still ain't turning your fucking homework.
Wait, I done it though. The fucked up part is I done it. Yeah, that question, I said, fuck that. For like, I say 30 minutes, but more like 2 days.
Oh my God.
I had to come back to it.
Okay. Okay, that's fair. And again, that's why I want you guys to write these questions down, because, you know, it may not come to you immediately, and that's right. Okay.
Fuck calling her homework.
First of all, you gonna do my homework.
Alright, this shit is beyond me. I ain't signed up for this shit.
And you did. And you did.
I just want to be Harry Potter already.
No, ain't no damn Harry Potter, goddammit. Okay, so question number five. Sorry about the loud whatever that is. What is that, a motorcycle? Okay. So question number five. What is the biggest obstacle to finding the happiness that you crave? What is the biggest obstacle to finding the happiness that you crave?
My ego.
I agree with your ass.
My ego jumps up in that moment. And just, as soon as I think I got where I need to go, or I mastered the level, my ego just like, yep.
Snatch your ass back.
And knock me right back.
Knock you down.
Every time. So that is a huge part of shadow work, is getting along with that person, is getting that part of you in line.
Yes, for sure, for sure. All right.
I'm tired. going back.
Are you tired? Because you keep going back. Just saying.
That's what we're doing.
We'll talk about that later, because you already got a dragon for Phil. So we'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it after the podcast. I already got to get dragged, y'all. So trust me. Y'all not alone, because he already going to drag me. He's been waiting to drag me for 2 days. Strategically.
Yeah.
Strategically. All right. So question 6. In what situations do you feel less than others, equal to others, or better than others?
This question fucked me up, too. You probably didn't think you can get shit out of me.
I mean, it's a question. It is a question. So here's one that I think you can answer, and you probably did answer, but I don't know because you didn't give me your homework.
Wow.
So let's see. So define failure. What does this mean to you? What does failure mean to you?
Failure.
Over here with these galloping demons.
And you hear it.
You know I cannot stand no damn deer.
Nah, bro. Seeing the bigger picture. Seeing what I'm supposed to do. And just falling short, self-sabotaging myself. Refusing to learn the lesson and having a repeated one.
That's deep.
Having a repeated one, and then you see it repeat itself again, and you still just having a mental block of getting past this level.
Yeah.
So you stagnate, and you stuck, and you just you don't know what else to do.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Maybe become even suicidal or something. I don't know.
Okay. That's a big one, though. And I think a lot of people don't know how to describe failure. You know what I'm saying? They don't know how to articulate failure. And sometimes what they articulate, what they think is failure, is not failure, but it's growth. You know? And I tell people all the time, just because you're not where you want to be, doesn't mean that you're where you're used to be. You have to still celebrate yourself in those small wins.
Or even where you need to be. Supposed to be exactly where you are.
Yeah. You are exactly where you need to be. So it's going to be what it's going to be, y'all. It's going to be what it's going to be.
You are here.
Mm-hmm. So take a moment to reflect, to ground yourself, be in the moment with you. Be in the moment with nature. Be in the moment with the universe. That's all you can do. You may not like the situations that you are growing through at this time, but don't allow those hard times to define you. Allow them to be a reflective period of what you'll do better next time. Or what choices you will make next time. Okay.
And she made me answer that one, y'all peep.
Quit acting like you don't be all in. Like I just be forcing you into these situations.
That was a force. That was a force. You literally told me to answer that one.
I said you could probably answer this one.
You didn't say that to any other one.
What? You know what?
Don't do me, okay? Don't do me.
Look, I be trying to give Shadow so much love, and you see, he just be like, he be trying to drag me for filth all the time.
The victim. You see the victim? You just
all
say that.
Time.
You just say not to play the victim role.
All the time. I'm not a victim. I'm not a victim at all. I am nobody's victim.
Ain't nobody dragging you for nothing.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
At the moment.
Oh, y'all heard that, right? The at the moment. The at the moment.
Oh, for sure. You already know what's coming.
The at the moment. Oh, okay. All right. So, number 8. When was the last time you felt defensive? Who and what caused that feeling? Who and what caused that feeling? Yeah.
I still got road rage.
Oh, you still got road rage. Oh, shoot. Okay.
It's not as bad as it used to be.
Uh-huh.
It's like, what the fuck was that? Like, I snapped like 5 seconds. I'm like, I feel like everybody's fast on some dumb shit. Like, man, I'm not stop trying to play me. Everybody ain't just peachy driving. Like,
right.
No. Sometimes people piss you off. And then, you know, you have a moment. You release it, and then you let it go. See, but my road rage went from, I need to get paid back. I need to get my leg back.
Mm.
Like, how can I piss you off just like you piss me off?
Mm.
That's what road rage I had. I don't have that anymore.
Okay.
But, yeah. Levels to this madness.
Okay. So let's go ahead and just kind of talk about what we've gone through. Just more things to think about. So what do you call your shadow or your alter ego? What do you call your shadow? Or your alter ego. You don't need to answer. We already know your name. So.
What about you? What do you call yours?
R.S. Cole. So, the next question, have you addressed and talked to them directly? Have you addressed and talked to them directly? I mean, I have. We had to get an understanding and we had to balance. We had to come together on one accord. Is what we had to do.
Mine wasn't like a sit down friendly talk. Mine was locked in a closet type shit. Like, y'all about to bond. We ain't got a choice.
Mm. I can't say mine was friendly, but it was necessary.
Because if I could avoid it at all costs, I would have. Trust me.
So another question is, what can your shadow do for you? What can your shadow do for you?
Mm. I'm like, what you mean do for me? Yeah. I thought I was supposed to get rid of it.
Nope.
I thought it was bad.
No. Your ego,
your
shadow.
Like, nope. That's something I'm supposed to heal from, right?
That's what helps balance you out, baby.
Balance. So now my shadow is like, could be used for good. It can help me.
It could help catapult you through what you need to go through.
Yeah, what that look like?
That looks like, and I'm just going to make this a general, that looks like a woman who needs to leave her abusive husband, and her ego gives her the confidence and courage to do so. And you shake the fucking spot and you never look back. You upgrade yourself. You alter, I mean, not necessarily alter your looks, but you start taking care of yourself more to where you start to shine brighter. But that dark passage, that dark path that you were in has now given you the confidence to go, to push forward. You're no longer operating in this sweet young person anymore. You are now this fierce goddess who has to get her shit together no matter what. And it needs to be away from your abuser.
I mean, that's all I wanted to say. You know, that was perfectly well put. I just want her to give an example of that, because I know some people that I got stuck on that question. Not as long, but like for a minute, I had to look at that ball. I'm like, what can it do? Because you're so thinking about all the negatives. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you forget what the balance, the other side of it.
Exactly. You cannot have light without darkness, and you cannot have darkness without light. They have to coexist together. There is no, you know, getting rid of your ego shadow self. There's no such thing as an ego death.
No, because they told us when I first got spirituality, they said you want to go through an ego death, and no one really explained to me what an ego death was.
Yeah, because there's no such thing as an ego death. You just learn to balance and understand it. When you are out of balance with that, you know, there's one or the other that takes over. And either you're operating too much in your dark energy or too much in your light energy, and there's no balance. The key to spirituality is to balance out both and know when to utilize and who to call upon when you need to.
People was like, I just want to be perfect, and I just want to operate in my love and light energy 100% of the time. I'm like, oh my, where are you living? Don't forget that you still have to exist here on this three-dimensional plane, where you're going to need your dark side, because people going to play with you.
Exactly.
That's please don't be delusional.
So the next question is, what job would you delegate to your shadow self? What job would you give your shadow? Whatever you call your shadow, what job would you give to him or her? What do they need to do? What's their job in your life? What's their role in your path?
What's your shadow? What did you delegate to your shadow?
Mm-hmm.
No, I was asking you that.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
This is going to sound really weird, but dealing with people. Dealing with people. Again, I was raised to be a people pleaser. So, I mean, yes, I do still go above and beyond for people that I mean, that's just still in me regardless. But it gives me a checkmate of a balance of saying, okay, that's enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to give and give and give and give and give till I literally had nothing left for me, which would leave me burned out, tired, stressed out, exhausted. Yeah. And I had to...
I'm sorry, you still...
No, you're good. She keeps me
mine
in check.
Mine was... sex.
Mm.
Sexual. I understand my sex demons. In a healthy way. Healthy sex. Non-toxic versions of sex. I mean, if y'all had healed sex yet? No? Because you still think toxic dick better?
Okay. All right, y'all. So the very last question is, how has these prompts made you think?
Tricked you. You thought it was going to be really, really, really deep, huh? No.
Oh, it'll get deep once they start answering it. Start unpeeling them layers, peeling it back.
Just reflect. You just open up a whole... I don't care if you did an answer like 5 of these questions, like click. A couple of these answers got your ass. And I know for a fact it did, because it was designed to. It was designed to. Not a single soul would be able to go through all these questions and not have to reflect or come to Jesus moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we're not going to badger y'all and beat y'all up too much tonight. So those are all
the
questions
for
now.
She started this. And she... She fucking started this. And I agree because you ain't getting game. So you can't do it without, well, you can do it without me, but it'd just be better. It'd be better together.
But we agreed, like, we talked about this. We agreed together.
We agreed, but it was like you brought it. No. Matter of fact, I said do a podcast about it.
You did?
Actually, I did. I take that back.
Exactly. Because I was like, I'm going to just send you the prompts and you can post them. And so, yo behind.
You're going to do an innocent post. And bam. I said, no, let's make it a podcast.
Exactly. There we go. So now damn. Y'all see who's behind it.
Yeah. Damn. See? Yeah. And that is also part of my shadow work, being able to look at myself and be like, you know what? You're wrong. And apologize that you're wrong in the moment. Don't wait a few days. It's okay to be wrong. I just wanted to be her fault because it's fun to blame her own shit.
I'm all right with that, too. I'll be like, all right, it's whatever.
I'm just going to blame Cole on this one. I already get a lot of flack. She can get a little bit.
You already know. I get the most flack. What are you talking about?
Even if she innocent.
I get the most flack.
And not anymore. I think we take turns.
Yeah, we definitely take turns. We definitely take turns. So when I'm on a whole, you know, healing vibration, you on a hoe, I'm about to trigger you. When I'm on a hoe, I'm about to trigger you, you on a hoe. And people be bouncing back and forth with us like, what's wrong with y'all?
Not tonight, though. Not tonight.
No. We on one accord tonight, y'all. We on one accord tonight. No apologies either. None made. But we love y'all, though, for sure. We wouldn't do this if we didn't care. If we didn't care about souls that were other than ours, we wouldn't do this.
So please share this podcast
with
someone who you know for sure needs to hear these questions.
Yes.
Your mama, your grandma.
Your lover.
Your baby. Husband and wife. Sit down and have.
Yes.
This is a must.
Yes.
We need to do video because we need to like get out there. Like they need to see our face.
Ooh, I agree. Let's do it. I'm down.
Like repeat this podcast on camera.
I'm down. But we goofy as shit though. That's our only problem. We too goofy.
No, that's perfect. That's perfect. Some people just need a visual.
You're right.
But yeah, I think we gave him enough tonight.
Yeah, we gave him enough to chew off of in one night. So we're going to go ahead.
It was probably our shortest podcast.
It was.
Less than an hour.
52 minutes.
Okay.
It's our shortest podcast. Look at us.
Short and sweet to the point.
Bam. So, all right, y'all. We're going to go on and let y'all go. I still have to have a hard conversation, apparently. Because I be in trouble all the damn time. So, it's whatever. I'm ready.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.